So would you stand and join us as we worship in song?
The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad, our God reigns, the Lord. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad, our God reigns. A fire goes before him and burns up all his enemies. Hills melt like wax at the presence of your Lord, at the presence of the Lord. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad, our God reigns. The heavens declare his righteousness, the people see his glory. For you, O Lord, are exalted over all the earth, over all the earth. The Lord reigns, the Lord. The people be glad, our God reigns, our God reigns.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Jesus.
We're missing a couple of our musicians, but with your voices helping, we'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Sing to the King who is coming to reign. Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation his empire shall bring. And joy to the nations when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring that we belong to Jesus. He is all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King. For his returning, we watch and we pray. We will be ready the dawn of that day. We'll join in singing with all the redeemed. Cause Satan is vanquished and Jesus is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring that we belong to Jesus. He is all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
One more time.
Come, let us sing a song declaring that we belong to Jesus. He's all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the King.
To the King this morning, giving Him the glory for everything He's done. And as you're with us this morning, when we go into the next set of songs, if you have an offering, you're welcome to bring it and put it in the offering plates we have up here on the platform. You that are at home, I think you can do it online. I haven't tried that yet, but you probably can understand that. I know that many people are doing that, and it's really helping us to keep the church afloat during this difficult time. So please join each other as you bring offering. And, Lord, we're asking your blessing on this offering. We know that you will make it go even farther than what we have. Many times you extend it beyond our imagination. So we thank you for it, Lord. Bless this offering, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I feel like I'm supposed to share something.
Amen.
But I'm kind of an emotional person. I don't know if anybody noticed that, but when I first started to learn how to play the keyboard, it's been a couple years now, about 3 months into that process, at work, I put a ground rod through my hand. A ground rod, it's kind of like a 10-foot pole that goes in the ground that we ground our telephone cables with. And we have a pounder, that we, just like a fence post pounder, a pipe with handles on the side. And on the downswing, the pipe came out of the post and went through my hand. Not quite all the way, but most of the way. This held me up from learning how to play the keyboard for a little bit. And when I went to see the doctor about this situation, he was not a Christian man, but he said, somebody was looking out for you. And he pointed his finger up in the air to God. And it was kind of interesting because I've talked to other people that are like, wow, that's kind of weird he would say that. But apparently God had other plans for my hands. Amen. To play this keyboard. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Praise the Lord.
He's coming on the clouds, kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break as broken hearts declare His praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. So open up the gates, make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
One more time.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him. Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love. In the dead of night, you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know what we need before we say a word. You're a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Your love is devoted, like a ring of solid gold, like a vow that is tested, like a covenant of old. Your love is enduring through the winter rain and beyond the horizon, with mercy for today. Faithful you have been, and faithful you will be. You pledge yourself to me, and it's why I sing your praise. Will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You father the orphan, your kindness makes us whole. You shoulder our weakness, and your strength becomes our own. You're making me like you, clothing me in white, bringing beauty from ashes. For you will have your bride, free of all her guilt, and rid of all her shame, and known by her true name. And it's why I sing your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. You will be praised, you will be praised. With angels and saints we sing, worthy are you, Lord. And it's why I sing, your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips.
So thankful for what the Lord has done in our lives. His praise ever be on our lips. You may be seated. I wanted to have a word of prayer with you. That's okay. I can call him Hun. He's my son. Our son. I was so thankful, Dean, that you shared a little bit about that. And most of you do not know the job that he has to have his hands. He works with fiber optic cables. They're very small, tiny things that he puts together. And, you know, if the enemy could have destroyed his right hand. So not just the keyboard, but his work, his livelihood was in danger when that pole went up through the center of his right hand. It was a terrible thing, but God. Isn't that true? But God in all of our lives. And as I go to prayer this morning, you need to know that. You know, when we think it's impossible, we think there's just no way this can change. There's just nothing that can be done. But God, yeah, with him, we can see a victory. And we are not the ones to tell God how to do it or when to do it, but trust him to do it. So as I go to prayer this morning, is there anyone with something special that you would like me to include in the prayer? Yeah. Elise's mom. Yeah. Jeanette. Yes, definitely. That's very hurtful for many of our people. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we have one of our boys, Trinity Bible College is in quarantine, and one of our boys, which is their son, is there. So, okay. Let's go to prayer. Father, we're so thankful that we can come to you with these needs. Lord, as Elise has asked for her mom, Jeanette, Jeanette really needs a touch from you, Lord, to be lifted up and encouraged in her spirit, as well as healed in her body, Lord. We're asking for a divine touch upon her this morning. Oh, Lord, there will be healing, a very noticeable healing in her today, in Jesus' name. For Trinity Bible College, Lord, there's many of our young people there. They need your protection and your help, Lord. They need to know, God, you are the God that heals us. Hallelujah, Lord. Protect and watch over the students, Lord, the teachers, the professors, the workers there, Lord. Keep them, Lord, under your care, protection, and give them healing. And for our people today who are not here because of this disease, Jesus, heal them. May they reach out their hand even to this place this morning. You used to tell Israel to turn towards Jerusalem. Lord, these, may they turn toward you and feel a point of contact that you are touching and healing them this morning, giving them new strength and a new encouragement, Jesus. And Lord, we give you thanks, we give you praise in your wonderful name. Everyone said, amen, amen. Pastor Jason is going to come and bring our announcements to us this morning.
All right, so, as we know, there's a few people out today, so let's look at the announcements, shall we? Real Gals team meeting. Wait for news. Tuesday evening Bible study begins. Wait for news. Christmas play practice, canceled. Board meeting, wait for news. Fellowship Friday, wait for news. Are we on Facebook? Nope. Ladies coffee, wait for news. So, with everything that's planned and what's going on, please just be patient. Watch the church Facebook page. If you don't have it, let me know so I can get the information to you as to what's happening, what's changing, how we're going to do things. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Zoom meetings and what do they call it, Zoom parties? Whatever, I'm not sure. I don't get into that stuff. But, yes, so please, just bear with us as we get through this, and we'll see what we can do. All right? All right, kids. Downstairs. We're going to have fun. All right, so I'm going to turn this over to the boss. Where'd your boss go? Oh, she's not here yet, so I'll keep going. Here's something we can talk about. As you get ready, and I don't know if Charlene has mentioned this to anything, but she does have approval to go ahead and go with the Thanksgiving meal. The youth group, surprise, the youth group is going to be raising, not funds, but items for Charlene for the Thanksgiving meal. So if you have a teenager that decides to come visit with you, please be generous and share, because we do have the list that Charlene gave us. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Wednesday, because of school being out, teacher something or other, we will not have youth group and we will not have Kids Quest on Wednesday night, okay? So if you have kids that normally go to that, that will not be happening. Because it gives you guys a chance as a family to hang out together, have fun, spend time with your kids. Like, kind of like me, you know, like, I posted something on Facebook the other day about 2 weeks ago. My mother-in-law loved it. It said, I'm getting real tired of babysitting my mom's kids. So I'm sure you guys get a little tired of that too, babysitting your parents' kids. But she just left again. So let's see. What else can we talk about? budget, faithful giving. Thank you for those who are giving faithfully. Again, you can give online. You can also give up here. I give online. So we've got that all set up. And so take advantage of that. Nursery help. Pastor Jennifer could always use some nursery help. And I have drugged this out as far as I possibly can without, you know, starting to tell some jokes, which nobody wants to hear, Pastor Emma. So I can tell my first one. I can tell one. It's my favorite poem. Kids, you know it. Here it is. Pull up a chair and sit on the floor. I'll tell you a story you never heard before. One bright morning in the middle of the night, two dead boys set off to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, pulled out their knives and shot each other. The deaf policeman heard that noise and went over and shot those two dead boys. If you don't believe my lie is true, go ask the blind man. He saw too. I could have said that a few times slow. Are you ready? Let's give it up to Pastor Emma. Woo!
Boy, after that introduction, wow. Well, a little boy was taken to church, an unfamiliar thing for him, by his grandfather. And the pastor got up the pulpit, took his watch off and laid it there. And the little boy started seeing people clap their hands and raise their hands to praise the Lord. And he says to his grandfather, "Why are they clapping their hands?" And his grandfather says, "They're praising the Lord. They're giving God glory." And the little boy said, "Well, why are they raising their arms up in the air?" And the grandfather said, "They're praising the Lord. They're giving God honor. They're reverencing him." And the little boy says, "Well, why did he put his watch on the pulpit?" And the grandfather says, "That doesn't mean anything." Are you scared now? Better not. Yes, will this work? Okay, we're good to go. Janice gave me a card, and the first poem that was on the paper that she gave me, I thought goes so good with the message. Isn't God good? I thought I'd read it to you. It's blessings, this best in our worst. Troubles and trials are a way of life. We live in a fallen world where sin abounds. But as a Christian, when we step out in faith, there are hidden treasures to be found. Our eyes of faith can see blessings awaiting us. Despite the circumstances and suffering we go through, the presence and love will never fail us, granting us peace, knowing his promises are true. Janice. Thank you very much. This is true. The message this morning is, what do you fear? So you can start thinking about, what do you fear? God, your word is already anointed. Anoint me. And I speak it, and may their ears hear it as you would have it, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm reading scriptures from the NIV, but they'll be putting them on the overhead from the English Standard Version, because that's what we have, if we have it. Is that also going to be not available, or is it? We'll find out, won't we? We know we are to fear the Lord. The Bible tells us to fear him, but the word used for fear means to honor, respect, to reverence and to show it. And to show it. Not just with our mouth, but, you know, with our lives. We're to treat God in His presence with reverence. For some of us, that means bowing our heads, being very quiet. Some of us closing our eyes. And then for some of us, showing God reverence means lifting our heart and our hands to Him, opening our eyes, and giving Him praise out loud. You know, people reverence the Lord, honor Him in many different ways. Many different ways. And it would be wrong for anyone to say, you've got to honor God this way. You've got to reverence God this way. You know, He will speak to your heart if that's what you're willing to do. Reverence Him for the way He leads you to do it. Whatever way, the way you show to the Lord that you respect Him, He sees your heart and He sees your life. You have to know your life comes into play in reverencing Him. How you feel in your heart towards Jesus and how you live for Him is going to show up everywhere in your life. Everything that you do, everything that you say, reverence for Him will show or not. What's the old saying? Actions speak louder than words. So how we live, so important. The fear in the Bible that I want to speak on today is a fear that means terror and alarm, to be gripped with fear, to be really afraid. And this is a perfect time of year for this message, isn't it? Because in society, we're being encouraged to fear. We're being encouraged to look at things and look at movies and read things that are supposed to scare us and frighten us. And so this is a great sermon for this time of year. The following that I'm reading is a prayer a friend shared with me a while ago. When we are afraid, Father God, help us to call out Your name. Help us to fall into Your arms. Help us to never doubt that You are watching over us and protecting us. Take our fear and turn it into joy. Take our cries, turn them into worship. Turn our attention to You. Amen. And I thought that is just apropos for this message. Even though the Bible tells us not to be afraid, there are times in all of our lives when fear comes to us. It does. And as we look in scriptures about fear, I'm praying that they'll encourage you, that you can put it away, that you can get rid of fear completely when you trust the Lord. We are His, and He has chosen us, and He's promised us to watch over us. We're going to begin with Isaiah 41, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 41, verses 9 and 10. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners, I called you. I said, you are My servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with My righteous right hand. We can depend on Him for strength, for protection, no matter what comes our way. He will help us. He will strengthen. Fear. What do people fear? I thought that was a good thought. I have a list here of human fears, but it was made a long time before COVID-19 was on the scene. It is believed that we have 5 innate human fears, and these fears we're born with, or they are inborn, inbred, congenital, or hereditary. These 5: death, embarrassment, loss of love, rejecting, and falling from heights. We're not going to have these up on the board. Okay. When ranking the worst human fears, number one, can any of you guess? Public speaking. How many of you tremble at the idea of public speaking? Anyone? Wow, we do have a lot of people. Yeah. Number six and number seven are sickness. Number six, number seven, death. I thought that's interesting. In a 14 that they ranked, number one was public speaking. And if by any chance you feel like you would like to know what all of those were, you know, I'll make a copy for you. God's word tells us not to be afraid. So if we're born afraid, how can we live and not be afraid? Right? I personally do not like to believe that we're born afraid. That's a thought that people have argued with me about, so we won't tarry there too long because I don't want an argument. When we're a newborn baby, we have a built-in sense of self-preservation. If you've dealt with any babies, you know that. When we're a living soul, we want to keep on being a living soul. So there's just something there. As we live life, we learn to fear anything that'll cut that life short. That would explain our fear of death, wouldn't it? When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you no longer need to fear death because you have eternal life. So number seven is washed away when you know Jesus. God so loved the world, He gave His Son. Whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So death, we can cast that one aside, or anything that causes death. Because, yeah, we are going to die. I can promise you that you're going to die. It is written, right? 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 55. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 55. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, immortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Gone. Gone. As Christians, our departure of this life is our victory. It's our victory. Death will not have a sting to it, because the sting of death, in the next verse, it tells us, is sin. And we have our sins washed away. So we do not have the sting of death. And the blood of Jesus has taken care of that when we accept Him. I'm going to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, 1b and then 2. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. It is God talking to you. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. These verses make it very clear that we are going to go through some fearful places in life. These verses do not say, if you pass through. Take note, it says when you pass through. In your life, you're going to pass through some of these things. Many of you have passed through many things already, so you know it's true. When you pass through, and then we have his promise. He says, fear not, verse 1, for I've redeemed you. You are redeemed. You've been bought back to God. You belong to him. Jesus paid your ransom, so you are redeemed. These verses are for you, the redeemed. Bible tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? He redeemed me. So who can be against me? When you pass through the waters of life, God will be with you. Many commentators say this refers to Israel facing the impossible Red Sea and the Jordan River, and how God brought them through on dry ground. There will be impossibilities in your life, but God is bigger than them. He's bigger than them. You'll pass through on dry ground. I found it interesting that the Hebrew or Aramaic word used here for waters, when you pass through the waters, could mean flood, ocean, driving rain, and tears, plus several other forms of water. Lots of meanings. Lots of meanings. And I just thought, okay, when you pass through the flood, okay, when something in your life is just coming up like a flood, getting worse, getting worse, getting worse. He says, you're not going to drown. You're not going to drown in that mess. He is there. You know, when you pass through the ocean, that, any of you been in the ocean very much, you know, it's a treacherous place. Even you know how to swim really well. He says, no worries. Do not be afraid. I'm going to take care of you. Driving rain. You know, when the things of life just keep pelting you, pelting you, pelting you, like driving rain. And oftentimes, when things are happening in our life that are unpleasant, even awful, it's like a driving rain beating against you, and God says, I'm there. I'll get you through. You'll be okay. It's so important that we know and we claim his protection and his love and watching over us. Every one of us will pass through any tears. If tears, sometimes you cry, you can't stop. He's there. He's there. Go. There's an old song, tears are a language God understands. He does. And when you pass through the rivers, they'll not sweep over you. And here, it's a totally different word for rivers than waters. So it's something else. River means a canal or something that's flowing freely and has a current, so it's pulling, it's pulling. And there are times when the fear in our lives, we feel that we're being swept away, pulled away by it, dragged by the pressure of it. He's saying, he's with us, he'll be with us. Things can seem to be taking us off our feet, rushing us to destruction, but God says, he will not allow them to drown you, to completely take you down. He will not allow it. You can trust him. And it may look like I've hit the bottom already, God. Keep your eyes on him. Keep trusting him. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Here again, there can be an allusion to the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as they were put in the fiery furnace, and they could see a fourth man there walking with them. And that's what God is saying to us when we're going through the fires of life. He is the one with us, walking through it with us. He says, you will not be burdened by that problem. You will not. And you won't even have the stench of it on you. I like that. All of these verses are ours to claim. We need to know that. Whether we go through an actual disaster in nature or whether they pertain to our life's challenges. Every one of us face things and have to know God still says, fear not, I'll protect you. When you face the trials, he doesn't say if. So God knows we're going to, and he's with us. Those who know they live in God also, and I think I turned the page, too many pages. Those who know they live in God know also that they live in his love. He loves us so much, he sent his only son to die for us. We can trust his love for us. Do you have someone in your life that you can trust their love for you? I pray you do. But you definitely have God in your life and you can trust his love for you. It's going to see you through anything and everything. Knowing and trusting God brings confidence. You know, the other side of confidence is fear. If we truly abide in his love, we can be without fear. But you know, you need God's word to help you through these things. In order to make a stand for anything, but we're talking about fear today. But I always say, you know, if it's a healing you need, go to the Word. Look at verses on healing. You know, if it's forgiveness you need, go to verses for forgiveness. If it's deliverance, go to verses about deliverance. Because Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you get the word in you, and you hear it, you read it, and it builds your faith, so you won't have fear. Go to verses about fear. We're going to Psalms 23, the 23rd Psalm, very familiar, I hope, verses 1 through 6. And I would like to have you read this with me, would you please, out loud. A psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, let that sink in. Can you feel the Holy Spirit building in you? A trust in him. He's your shepherd. He loves you. No matter where you walk, what hard place you go through, though it be the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. And you're protecting me. Your rod and your staff. This is one of the things I want you to have to help you build faith against fear. Isaiah 41:13. I'm taking you to verses to help you plant them in your heart so that you will not fear. Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. That's very clear, isn't it? To build our faith, to know he's there. He doesn't want us living in fear. And as you need scriptures for something, go to your concordance. And if you don't know what a concordance is, come and talk to me. I'll help you. It's very important that we learn to use our Bible and all the helps that we have with it. I was really a brand new Christian. I don't know if even a month, 2 months, 3 months. Very, very young Christian. And I had to go to the dentist. And I hadn't been to a dentist for maybe 14 years or so. When I was very young, 15, lost all my teeth. So these years later, having to go to a dentist was scary for me. I had a bad, bad experience when I was a kid with a dentist. And then, of course, at 15, all my teeth were gone. So I always kind of laughed at people because I didn't have to go to a dentist. I thought I was home free. And then I got a little growth in the top of my roof of my mouth. So I had to go to the dentist for that little growth. And I was scared. I had fear. And I was a brand new Christian. So I don't know how God did it, but he gave me a scripture in Joshua 1:9. And perhaps, you know, it was in my Bible reading because I was reading the Bible a lot as a new Christian. And he spoke to my heart with this 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that just put peace in my heart and life to go to that dentist and not fret. If you've never had God's word touch you that way, watch it. You're going to get it. Because as you read his word, as you hear sermons, whatever, even one today, God may take it and plant it in your heart. And you'll never forget it. You'll know that the Holy Spirit has spoken his word to you for your need, your situation. And his word works. That's why I'm encouraging you today. Whatever in your life may crop up as fear. And there's so many things going on today to cause fear. His word. You need his word. So I'm going to be closing this message, taking you to a couple more verses, and then I'll be done. Psalms 27:1. Psalms chapter 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Take that. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. No matter what happens in your life, he says, do not fear. Do not fear. You can trust him. Totally, explicitly. When the waters are rushing in, when the fire is burning, he said, he's going to be with us all the way. He's going to protect us, his rod and his staff. He's going to keep us safe. And already the sting of death is gone. We live forever. So I'm leaving you with that this morning. Would you stand as we close in prayer? Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your word and the promises. Lord, if anyone needs this message this morning, speak to them. Speak your word to them. Help them to grab something and get a hold of it and know you're going to calm the waters. Lord, you're going to put the fire out. You're going to take care of it. And Lord, a special prayer this morning for our pastor and his wife, Dina. Lord, and for their family. How we miss them, Lord, but we know that this trial in their lives will be taken care of by you. And we thank you for that. May your hand be mightily upon them to bless and help them. Jesus, walk with this people this week. Guide them, protect them, and give them, Lord, grace for the needs they have. Jesus, we give you thanks in your name. Amen.